Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today, the scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Deuteronomy 17, 1 through chapter 19, verse 13, Psalm 44, 1 through 8, Proverbs 10, 28 through 30, and Luke 9, 1 through 22. Today, we're going to be talking about Christ's righteousness, which has been given to us because of what Christ did on the cross. Our focal passage is going to come from Psalm 44, 6 and 7, which says, "For I do not trust in my bow or in my sword, does not bring me victory, but you give us victory over our foes." When Paul talks about the righteousness like an armor on our chest in Ephesians 6, 14, he's talking about our righteousness, not our righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ. I believe he is talking about Christ's righteousness. That is not to say, of course, that our own righteousness or our own moral uprightness is unimportant. For as Paul points out in 2 Corinthians 6, 7, it says our righteousness can be a definite defense against Satan. That righteousness comes from our position of who we are in Christ. In Ephesians 6, however, the emphasis is not on our righteousness in Christ, but Christ's righteousness in us. So how does putting on the breastplate of righteousness act as a spiritual defense against the wiles of the devil? Take, for example, those people who have definitely surrendered their lives to Christ, but whom Satan afflicts with feeling that they are not good enough to be saved. Why do they have such feelings? The answer is simple. They have taken their eyes off of Christ and his righteousness and have focused on themselves and their righteousness, and in doing that, they have played right into the devil's hands. You see, the devil can find all kinds of flaws and blemishes in our righteousness, but he cannot find anything wrong in the righteousness of Christ. The way to withstand an attack then is this, is to put on the breastplate of righteousness. In other words, remind yourself as Satan that you stand not in your own merits but in Christ. This may sound simple, even simplistic to some, but I have lived long enough to see people latch on to it and come from the depths of emotional distress to the heights of spiritual exaltation. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, help us to latch on to this today. Make it crystal clear to our spirit that although the devil can find flaws in our righteousness, he cannot find a single flaw in yours. And I rest our case in you, on you, and through you. That's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride. But before we go, I want you to look at these passages of Scripture for further study. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 19 through 31. Isaiah 64, 6. Romans 8, 34. Philippians 3, 9. And keep these two questions in mind. What is our righteousness like? And two, what was Paul's declaration? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continue to follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I will see you on the next Trail Ride.